This is Aidan Campbell from RCN. Aidan, what do you think of the conference so far and the input, and what do you think of the main issues around welfare reform that will affect rural communities?
Well, I think the conference inputs have been very good. I was very impressed with Les Allenby from the Law Centre, the way he summed up a lot of issues, especially for a non-sort of benefit specialist like myself. I'm interested in the policy impact and how it's going to impact rural communities. But Les was very succinct in sort of giving the detail, but then also pointing out how that's going to impact. I was impressed with Ruth Lister as well, in terms of her contribution and picking out specifically four or five areas where the Assembly could look at, not breaking party, but concrete suggestions on how we could do things differently here. The whole idea about not, you know, the personal wallet thing, and there's no reason why we can't do that, you know, and ensure that benefits are going to the main carer. There's no and that won't break party. So that's, for me, concrete lobbying points for the sector here that Ruth Lister pointed out. In terms of the impact in rural communities, I suppose that's only starting to come through now. The housing benefit changes are ones that we're particularly interested in and particularly concerned about, especially the change from the single room rate. There are no houses of multiple occupation in rural areas, so potentially people are going to have to move house in rural communities away from small towns and villages into the bigger towns, and potentially you're looking at vulnerable people moving away from social and family networks into bigger towns.
I also noticed that one of the things talked about from DWP is the online, people sending up online benefits, but obviously rural broadband is a big issue in itself, so
it is.
Do you think this will adversely affect more people?
Well, I think it will, because Daddy would say to you that there's 100% broadband coverage. They'd say that publicly, but privately officials, I mean, we've talked to MLAs, we've met with Daddy officials. Michelle O'Neill, the Agriculture and Rural Development Minister, has said herself when she has challenged Daddy officials, they'll say that the figure's actually closer to 87% broadband coverage across Northern Ireland. And that's 13% non-coverage is predominantly rural areas. As well as that, NISR have statistics showing that there's, certainly in the Western Board area, there's something like 45% of households don't have access. So even though there may be lanes or cabinets that are enabled running past their homes or whatever, because of low income in that area, or, you know, just lack of access or lack of knowledge or lack of interest or whatever, that those people aren't drawn down broadband, and that's going to have an impact in rural areas too.